This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Macht, M like Mary, A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Grandy, G-R-A-N-D-Y. Date of birth, July 3rd, 1957. Dear Miss Macht, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Grandy with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was August 21st of 2023. Since her last visit, she had a colon polyp and then required a colectomy, a bowel colectomy done for a large precancerous lesion. It would have turned to cancer, she tells me, if that wouldn't have been removed. She is recovering from that. It was done in Alma by Dr. Jeffrey Smith, and she is feeling much better now. She has been on Fosamax 35 milligram weekly. She has 5 or 6 tablets left. Since her renal function is less than 35 currently, it would probably be wise for her to switch over to Prolia. She could just use up the remaining Fosamax. That won't hurt. But then if her insurance covers it, Prolia injections every 6 months would be fine for her. And she has gained about 8 pounds since her last visit in 6 months. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. Blood sugars are much better following her surgery, and her insulin, long-acting insulin has been cut in half, she reports. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea or constipation. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No chest pain or palpitations. Medications. The Basaglar was decreased to 28 units daily. She does use Novolog regular for sliding scale insulin. The Fosamax is 35 milligram once a week. That's a low dose, and it could be used up before she would switch to Prolia. And other medications are unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 244 pounds, pulse 57, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure 138 over 60. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft. And extremities, she has 1+ edema of ankles and lower extremities bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 12, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 2.16. Estimated GFR is 25. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.3, calcium 9.0, albumin 4.0. Hemoglobin is 10.2. with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, 2, hypertension currently at goal, 3, anemia secondary to colon polyps and the precancerous bowel tumor that was recently removed, 5, next is diabetic nephropathy, and that is stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months for us, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.